This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, it's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Right now, I am talking with Michael Freiberger, a.k.a. Freiberger, of Death Cave. We got to speak with Death Cave from their album Smoking Mountain. It was a freaking awesome record. Came out last year. Got to chat with the whole band via Zoom because, you know, it happened during the pandemic. And we are still in the pandemic, but Michael Freiberger, a.k.a. Freiberger, is coming out with a new project. And we wanted to get on the horn to chat all about it. Now, he is based there in his lair, man. Let's talk about Satanic Royalty Records. Tell me a little bit about what you've been up to, Freiberger.
Well, this is a long, long time coming. But it took the pandemic for it to really be able to become more of a reality. It started kind of like really becoming an idea when I was trying to shop the album for Death Cave. And it was almost impossible. You know what I mean? Especially with the time and the pandemic and all that other stuff, it was just like not really a possibility to find someone who wanted to give a band a bunch of money to put out a record.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And then now during the pandemic as well, both Eris, Old Iron, and Sandrider had hit me up about looking for labels, and I'm like, man, these bands are way too good. Like, I kind of feel like there hasn't been a loud enough voice to represent the heavy music and the underground scene in Seattle, and that's why I didn't want to instead just start a label with just like myself, kind of small. That's why I don't know if you saw, I reached out on Facebook.
Yep.
Kind of asking about investors and such. And through that post, I was able to find several investors that were able to back the company. And, you know, and they even said they're mainly backing me as a worker more than the company, even though everyone loves metal who's involved because metal rules.
Yeah.
Duh. But so along with that, I really wanted to do a clothing line as well. It's kind of a two-part thing. And that came from my obsession with designing things and making things and decorating things. Like, I love doing merch for bands. I love decorating everything I have, from like my battle jacket to my entire body, which is covered head to toe in tattoos. And even your
dog, Balrog, has a battle jacket. You love it so much.
Yeah, it's right behind me. He's got his rain jacket, his like cute little like cokehead dog, tiger. And to go into that, I have a lot of ties with artists throughout the years through both the music scene and my love of tattooing and traveling. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of, the idea was I want to reach out and kind of hit up all of my favorite. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but I dropped 7 designs on the social media.
Yeah, I saw Derek Noble. Design.
Yeah, exactly. Derek did our main logo as well, the one with the flame around it.
Yeah.
Really, really like how that turned out. So I've been, and that's just for the first seven of quite a lot of artists I have doing merch designs. But I have a whole bunch of just different artists from all around the world. You know, a lot of them are from Seattle because what I'm doing at this record label is trying to represent Seattle super hard. And that includes, you know, more than musicians. It's like we have an insane amount of like really, really talented, you know, like painters, artists of that style, letterers, you know, all sorts of just really talented people in the city. You know, these winters are long.
Yeah.
And it forces people kind of be a little more creative, I feel. But that's just the, like, things I keep telling myself as someone who grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska. And
yeah.
Then, to Seattle, nice warm Seattle in comparison.
That's huge, man.
Yeah. And the clothing, and that could kind of be like also the more of the like constant revenue stream. So I don't have to like really shake bands down to tour and all the other stuff. Like I just really want to like give a super loud voice to the bands that I really love and who I think have a very promising future. You know, it's like pretty much, well, it's mainly bands that I've known forever.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of like younger kids that I really think have a whole lot of potential to do wonderful things, especially in the European market. That band being Isthmi, are you familiar with them?
I'm not, no.
Straight out of like Stanwood, Washington.
Cool.
Or I know they're kind of spread out and the northern realms of Washington, but holy cow, they are so good. It's kind of like
I know you're talking about Isthmi.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I didn't know how to pronounce it, but I know that record. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like atmospheric black metal. Mm-hmm. Very
totally,
very like, you know, Opeth, Agaloc influenced. Totally. Kind of music, but man, is it just done correctly. Like not enough, you know, they don't do like softer vocals. It's very like punishing vocals. So it's like, it's a great juxtaposition to some of the prettier parts they have. So it doesn't, you know, go too far. Kind of like how Alcest kind of went full there instead of that nice little balance they had going in the earlier years. So I just, that was the only band that I wasn't like good, you know, good friends with, and you know, played music alongside of.
Sure.
You know, since I moved to Seattle in 2004.
So not only do you have these plans, but you also like I said, you're in your lair right now. You actually have like a warehouse space. Where are you located? And you've been getting to work there, right?
Yeah. It's in the Belltown district of Seattle, and it's actually just in a really old building.
Hell yeah.
It has a long history. At one point it was a brothel, then it was like an underground gay club before those were allowed.
Yeah.
And then it was the Vogue for many, many years. A rock venue, kind of a bigger rock venue. And then for the last 25 years it was kind of a more upscale kind of like punk hair salons. And so this room was one of the hair salon storage units. So I really worked out really nice time wise because I mean it's beautiful. Look at all these old bricks and
very, you know, cool.
I got some windows. Oops. You there? You there? Okay, yeah. Just a lot of space, you know. I'm probably gonna end up renting a second room here just because it is a lot of stuff. Yeah. A lot of things. This is also going to be the web store where I do a lot of other things, like because I can't necessarily promote every single band or put money into every single band. I do want to distro and put up on my web store like all the bands in Seattle that I love who are wanting to, you know, work together to try to spread the word out. Because, you know, it's oftentimes more easy for people to pay for shipping when you could buy a bunch of things at once.
Totally.
Besides that, we have full world distribution for my releases coming out, which is pretty exciting news. You know, me having my own band on the label, I've never had my record sales outside of America. So that'll be pretty fun. That'll be pretty interesting.
I want to ask you about that. So how difficult was it to set that up? Did you partner through another label to get distribution, or are you guys just handling all that yourselves, and how long?
No, they went on a full trust. It's like I had to name drop quite a bit, which is always a stupid bummer, but it's like, I was able, you know, to do things like claim a big world distribution with a great company, Red Eye Distribution, cool. And as a new, you know, I can't like present them receipts or anything to show them how my sales have been doing or whatever. It's mainly just like, here's the bands I have, this is what I'm doing, and this is what I've created, and I'm really going to put my everything into this. You know, I've been a very DIY person. I've been booking shows, touring, booking my own tours, booking other people's bands, like housing band people since I first moved here, so like a teenager, you know. But I've been booking shows since I was even before that at like the Dog Mushers Halls at Elks Clubs in Alaska, and the all summer long when the sun wouldn't set, midnight sun, we'd be as in the winter it'd get as cold as 60 below, so every parking lot has a plug-in so you keep your car warm. But in the summer, that just electricity in every single parking lot, and the sun doesn't set. So guerrilla shows were very awesome. You know, nice. We'd just be like, meet in the Sam's Club parking lot at 1 a.m. You know, I was partying until the car show, you know? And that was before the internet. So you just drop off a bunch of handbills at, you know, there's two places, the record store and the skate shop. Yeah. You know, anyone from a small town, who's a little bit older knows that, you know, if you wanted to ever hang out with people or like do anything, it was at those two places of the mall or arcade. You know what I mean? There wasn't a whole network of connections, which I'm not trying to talk trash or sound old. I think it's amazing. You know, I couldn't do what I'm doing now, I think, without the ability of communication. Via the World Wide Web.
Yes.
Here we are. Launch is on April 6th, which is when I think.
Which is today.
This show was just when the show shall air.
Yes.
So that'll be just the online show or the online web store.
Yeah.
That will be launching with all the merch. I'm going to be presenting then a list of all my upcoming releases, which I have almost the whole next year's figured out about. You know, there's a couple question marks on things, but you know, it's almost there.
Since it is today and people can go to the website, what's the website?
Oh yeah. It's http://www.satanic.com, that's SATAK royaltyrecords.com. And as I was saying, I have a bunch of releases already that I've been collecting from bands like previous stuff, like Sandrider was in Akimbo, so I'll have some Akimbo stuff on the web store. Trying to just, you know, help the bands out by like, you know, you know, also Jay, you know, I know Jesse has some Ruby Doe records somewhere. I'm going to throw those up there as well. We all have our old bands and stuff, so I probably throw a lot of that stuff up on there. I wish I had stuff. All my bands ran out of merch, which I guess isn't exactly a bad problem.
You don't have any Throne of Bone t-shirts, dude?
Well, I have only my personal collection of stuff, you know, Brain Scraper, Throne of Bone. I guess I do have a few of the Thrown a Bone, Guns of Barisol 7-inch split from like, you know, 2007 or 8, maybe 2008 was a second ago. You know, it's definitely a basement recording, but I had a pretty cool basement back in the day. A lot of good records came out of there.
So can we mention what the releases are? Or some of them? Since it is today.
I will. Yeah. So my very first release will be one of my absolute favorite bands in Seattle, Aeris.
Yes.
Their latest full-length LP that they recorded with Scott Evans from Kowloon Wall City, who came up here to Seattle to record them. And holy smokes, is this album good. It is called Distant Fires. And we are hoping, there's quite a backlog with the record pressing right now, about a 5-month turnaround time.
Yeah.
But we're really hoping to get this album out in September. And then from there, it'll be 1 to 2, depending on a re-release or not. Releases every month from kind of then on out. Which is kind of nice that there's a little bit of a turnaround time, because it gives me time to kind of, you know, ease into this without it kind of like just overwhelming at once. But again, I'm pretty good about setting myself up. Like, I hate being taken over by something, so I'll go out of the way to set myself up for success, I guess. Sure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Which is what I've kind of done with my shipping center and how I've organized and built out the space behind me that you see.
That's awesome, man.
Which is fun, you know. It's like I've made this a really, really comfortable place. So because I'll be spending a lot of time here. I already have, but it's like, it's great. Like, I'm working 16-hour days with a stupid smile on my face, because it's like,
because you're working for yourself and you're working for your friends' bands and music that you love.
Like, you know, more than doing things for myself, like knowing that I could do things for people that I care about, especially if they're really tough, but you know, a lot of hard work, like that feeling right there is just about the best feeling in the world. You know, like help people that, you know, you think deserve it.
Yeah.
You know, as a, from Alaska, you know, I wasn't given a lot of opportunities, and it's just like, I want to be able to help, you know, those times I felt like,
yeah,
just wish that, sorry, I didn't mean to curse.
It's all good, dude.
But just like, I just wish that, you know, someone like, but I always hated chopping myself. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like, I'd rather just keep working hard and do all this and just expect, like, not expect things to happen, but just like keep making it happen myself. You know, it's like,
totally.
Throwing a bone. The whole tour of like house shows, like that was super insane to book, but it was super fun. Like, one of the best times ever. There was a huge pillow fight in San Francisco. People were climbing all the rafters and dropping off. It was a brilliant time. I was going to get into a story, but
it's all
that's fun. A long time ago. I don't want to embarrass people. But,
so that's awesome, man. Like, just those, you know, so you said Sandrider, Aeris, and what were the other bands you have that you've announced?
Of Old Iron.
Old Iron, yeah.
Which, so it's Jesse from, Sandrider's other band, actually, another 3-piece, and holy cow, I really, 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 really love Old Iron, and I think that it's like, silly that more people don't know who they are or are familiar with them, because the music, the quality of the recording, you know, the album covers, like everything is just like
so good,
pretty brilliant. Like, and I, again, I'm just like, I feel like this is one of those bands that it's just like, all I need to do is just like present it and it should like sell itself, you know what I mean? But it, you know, I'm not going to just go on that. I'm definitely going to put a lot of time and energy into marketing and PR for the, to get it out there, spread the word, hit the streets. yo, man, you want to burn CD for $5?
Yes, actually. So, you know, you mentioning CD has me wondering, so what physical, you know, I know us being nerds, we like to collect all kinds of things. Are you going to be doing vinyl, tape, CDs? What kind of physical are you going to be focusing on?
Especially vinyl, and as a nerd myself, we will be doing a lot of really fun packaging and cool things in a lot of format of color. I will be doing some cassettes for American releases. I don't think I'm going to do too much CDs. I know when they head over to Europe and such, people really love their CDs. So that's a whole different ballgame. Oh, sorry.
I still collect CDs.
My car has a 6 CD player changer.
Exactly.
It's
near and dear.
Get to hear the same albums. You know, I don't have the worst CDs in there right now, but they do sometimes get a little old, I guess.
So, with both Sandrider and Old Iron, they were on the label Good to Die. With that label kind of you know, closing down shop last year, it's cool that you're taking over the mantle of like Northwest heaviness.
Oh yeah. And in good spirit, Nick at Good to Die is a fantastic person. He's been around the music scene for a long time, and I was just a little bitty kid, and he was very present with all the shows, very, you know, he helped a lot of things come to fruition. Like I love Nick. It's a bummer it didn't quite work out, but I'm really happy to kind of like be able to help the bands that were on the label get back going and get you know, a bunch of releases out and hopefully get the spread a little bit just further and, you know, just push it, you know? I care so much about this city, and you know, that's the one thing that's always bummed me out, man. It's just like when people are like, you know, like, oh, you know, fart Seattle, I'm going to Tacoma, you know, like I'm sick of it. Like, you know, it's like, oh, it changes, everything sucks now. But it's just like, whiners are the worst. I don't know. It's like Seattle is so beautiful and awesome, and there's so many amazing, magical things here that are like nowhere else, including the artistic side and the music and everything. Like this music, again, this music scene in Seattle has been such an important part of my life for so long. And it's just like, and again, like I'll be doing, like, for an instance, I'll be pushing and putting out a Syndios record, you know, there's the Modern Plagues, which 2004, I think, and it never was put on wax, you know, it's not online, and that band was so good, you know, they're like progressive black metal, like Mexicans, like from Mexico, who are just like so insanely like passionate about the metal they're playing, which is just, you know, that I saw from a very young age and still, you know, one of those CDs in my car. My six changer is the Syndios, you know, CD from back in the day. I love it. That is the cool part about CDs, is, you know, that time frame between the 90s and the internet mid-2000s, there's a bunch of music just kind of like lost in the nether, you know, that was just like burned on CD only or whatever, you know. It's like, so, you know, like another one being Wizards of War, which is, you know, a band compiled of, you know, Northwest legends, you know, just, I know there's other people out there that will feel the same way I feel about the music, you know, it's been, you know, 17 years or something, and it's still like near and dear to me, you know, it's like there's something about that makes something special, you know, it's, but yeah, so there'll be that. Let me go on down the list. We had Eris, Sandrider, Old Iron, Dark Meditation. Are you familiar with this band?
Dark Meditations?
A Dark Meditation, non-plural.
No.
It's a new band with, so it has members of R.I.P.,
cool.
Occult SS, Emeralds, it's just a bunch of these older Seattle, like classic heavy metal, just like really good rockers. Like, I don't know, rock and roll is like, it's hard to say, like punk, rock and roll, like hardcore metal, like they've always played the groovy heavy pretty great. Yeah. You know, like especially like Occult SS. I love that band. But yeah, it'll be Adam singing, and you know, we got John Mullet on bass. You know, we got a couple other the old Heshers there in the mix. And they're playing old school heavy metal with a kind of like a spooky gothic kind of like twist mix. Which is just fantastic. I heard this EP come out and I immediately listened to it on Bandcamp. I was just blown away. Like, yeah. Just opened me to just with everyone right away. You know, I was just like, holy cow. And then, you know, I find out, you know, the full lineup, you know, like Ryan Fitch is one of the guitar gods of Seattle, you know, he's so good at just shredding the sixth string, you know? And so it's just really exciting. I fully have faith in this band, you know, to do wonderful things. And like, I definitely feel like coming out of COVID, like this whole, everyone's hungry, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We're all been starved for music for a long time. And, you know, it's like, this is something that a lot of us in our lifetime haven't felt since we were little kids, you know, like this long of a gap. And I think music's going to come back harder than ever. You know, it's going to come back with a heavy punch, with people supporting it like the way it should, you know, like people actually like, not just saying I'll catch him next time, you know, going out, like seeing him live, buying merch, you know, like buying him a drink, you know, put a magical mushroom in their mouth and whoa, see what happens.
It's funny that you mentioned the, you know, the pandemic and everything, because I'm kind of curious. You said it kind of took this to come to fruition. Do you think that this would have happened if we were on a regular timeline and you didn't have this time to focus on, you know, getting your ducks in a row for a label? Do you think that if this were any other year, your label would have?
I don't. I've always been kind of banned out of the bands I've been in. I really like to, you know, just get things done. You know, it takes a lot of work more than just showing up to practice and playing your instrument. You know, yeah. It's like, I care about, you know, it's just like, I care about the music so much that I've always wanted to like get it out there. You know, it's like not to make money or whatever, but just because I want people to hear it, you know, it's like, totally. I love the music I make, like, which is the way it should. I feel every musician should feel, you know, it's just like passionate about what they hear. When you're passionate about something, it's nice for when other people can appreciate what your hard work and, you know, what essentially what people have put their lives into, you know, it's like, as we get older, you know, we've kind of realized what's important, you know, the most important things in life. And, you know, those of us who are still around playing music, it's pretty obvious the path that we've chosen, you know, it's to me the best path in the world. Like the idea of someday just only working with music that I care about and love is just like the coolest, you know, it's hard to put into words, but just makes me really happy. Like I said, smiling a lot, like after this last year and this last winter especially, it's weird to kind of like feel good, you know?
That's great, man. That's awesome that you could channel this quote unquote downtime to, you know, make something that's so great for both you and your community.
Which is, yeah, something I just care about so much, the community. Seattle's music scene is so incredibly special. It just means the world to me. But another thing I was going to, let's see, what was I saying? Golly, I sometimes get derailed when I start jibber-jabbing.
Maybe the other releases or other bands? Or was that?
Well, I was on bands.
Yeah.
I feel like I just feel like I was going
Dark Meditation.
Yeah, we got Then Dark Meditation. It's me, as I had mentioned. Yeah. They have a whole new album. It's not yet titled, but we'll be recording that hopefully in the middle of next summer with Billy Anderson down in Portland.
Killer.
Legendary engineer and just goofball. What a legendary goofball he is.
Yeah.
So we got I've run down the list. Eris, Sandrider. Oh, Death Cave. I forgot to say Death Cave. Yeah, yeah. Last band.
How were you able to sign them, dude?
Oh, those ass are jerks.
You're asking for the big money, huh?
It's not even that. It's just like this little things, like, you know, meat that actually fits on the crackers. Things like that.
It's so weird. It's the small little weird demands. So intricate. Only yellow M&Ms. I don't know, man. It's weird.
Stage props that are actually the size they're supposed to be. Anyway, those are the bands I'll be starting with.
That's awesome.
Trying to put a lot into this and spread the word, so I'm not trying to start off with too many.
Yeah,
but it doesn't open to more. You know, I have a strict criteria though for bands I will sign, and that is, you know, I'm trying to represent Seattle pretty hard with this label. So just being from Seattle.
Yeah.
I do also, though, not want to just get to only Seattle bands, because there's a lot of good bands that don't have said the proper representation, but I will be only signing bands who have members who are transgender or have indigenous blood in them, because I just feel like those people don't get enough doors in this life, and I feel like giving them an extra hand in the heavy music scene is just something I could get back. Being a Native American myself, this is something I find to be very important. Also, something I should say about the label is I plan on doing cover albums every year.
Cool.
Where I get a bunch of bands together that I love, you know, not just bands on my label, to cover just one band.
Nice.
The first one, Heroes Gone. Just give you a little teaser about what's to come. But and then I'll take the proceeds from all these cover albums and donate them to different nonprofits.
That's awesome.
And the Fairbanks Native Association, which was the nonprofit that helps homeless Native people. And my mom used to be the executive director of when I was younger, and used to help her out a lot there. So it's something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. But like I said, every year, you know, like the year after that, I'd really like to do something for Mary's Place. And, you know, just keep going on from there and there. Everyone loves covers, and everyone likes to, not everyone.
Good people.
The community. Does, but you know, like the for people who, again, don't get enough.
Dude, so what's your ultimate goal, man? What's the what are, you know, just closing this interview down and everything, and just again, it's Satanic Royalty Records, so SATANIK Royalty Records. What are some of your goals, man?
You know, this is going to be my child, my blossom into my thing. You know, this is not something I plan on just like doing for a little bit of time. You know what I mean? This is something I want to do for the rest of my days. And, I just want to keep it growing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want this to just be one thing, you know, it's, I was saying earlier about how busy I am. Sorry. Back to a topic I forgot I was saying.
Sure.
Band Dad, you know, constantly doing things like booking shows, tours. I help other bands book shows in Seattle a lot. I also manage bar house. Yeah. Rock and roll bar here in Seattle that's owned by Ben Vrellen of Vrellen Amplifiers and Humsley and Constant Love, who is a very near and dear friend of mine. And, you know, I told him this earlier today, but he stopped by the office, but, you know, I don't feel like I could have done any of this without, you know, without him being in my life. You know, he's a constant source of inspiration. You know, it's just like, since he would come to the bar I worked at all the time and get drinks at the amp shop in Fremont and talk about, you know, like, oh, we're going to do this and that. And, you know, he used to record way back in the day too. And then kind of stopped because he was doing the amp shop and has the bands that are quite well. You know what I mean? They take up time. And then, so he opens up a bar and, myself and a friend of mine, Fernando, we kind of run the show there, make it all run smoothly. And that grew in popularity. It's kind of like a Disneyland kind of themed metal-ish bar.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It's real. You know, and things like that. But so he, you know, does that and then expands it. You know, there's like a venue to come / second bar downstairs now, which will, you know, be great for the music scene when that comes back. And you know, he has a recording studio again. So it's just like the amount of things he does is just like, it's just like, it not only inspires, but it's just like, you can't help but want to, just like push yourself. You know, you see someone like Ben, who just like with such confidence, just like go into these hard endeavors that, like, you know, like most people would pull their hair out at, like trying to get going. You know, it's a lot of work. None of these things happen overnight. You know, it's dealing with the city and everything is quite frustrating at times. So, you know, working with him and the bar being successful and everything, it just like, that has me busy. You know, I was like working nonstop doing the band tour. You know what I mean? There was no way I would have done the label. You know, I was just too busy. So when COVID happened, like my crazy busy life of bar and music was just like poof, gone. So it's like, this wouldn't have happened unless COVID happened. You know, it's like, again, it's really a thing, but it's like, trying to take the silver linings. You know, I know everyone says the exact same thing, but it's like the small good things that you get really, really, really terrible year, you know? And, you know, I'm just lucky that mine was, you know, a dream. I get to like make a dream come true, you know, which is pretty, pretty lucky thing to say.
Absolutely, man. So, in closing, follow Michael Freiberger. It's weird to call you Michael because I just know you as Freiberger.
Cool. I don't like that name. Freiberger or Fry? Okay. Fry, please.
All right, Michael.
Hi. But yeah, please give us a follow on, on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that. I'll have a YouTube channel going here soon.
Killer.
Our web store again. RoyaltyRecords.com, and that's Satanic with a K. And that's pretty much how you'll find all of our social medias. It's a unique enough name that there isn't any real anything, a competition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
most of that is, you know, the Midnight song, Satanic Royalty, where I obviously got the inspiration from.
Midnight kicks ass.
I'm sure you can see Midnight flag I have hanging over there.
Yeah, and the Neurosis. Yep. I love it.
But I mean, just like Midnight drew inspiration from, I'm sure, Motorhead, you know, like Mentors and like, you know, these other bands, you know, Venom, stuff like that. You know, it's like, it's not necessarily stealing as much as just tipping the old hat to it. Oh, look at that.
Gosh, yeah.
You got the shirt. Promotion is one of my designs.
That's a
killer. For you to don't like. of one of my headaches. But yeah, thanks again for tuning in. This is Michael Freiberger here, and you are listening to Loud and Local, KISW. Oh, yeah.